Hello friends, I'm Dr. Saurabh Arora and you're listening to podcast on health, homeopathy and research. And today's podcast is again a tip from the Materia Medica of a lesser known yet useful remedy. The homeopathic uses of titanium. Information you need to know. As homeopaths, whenever we think of remedies of metal origin, we consider something which is very deep and long-acting. This fact is in accordance to the similia principle because the metals are basically present deep inside in our tissues. So whenever you think of a remedy which has a deeper action, which has a long-lasting action, do consider remedies of metal origin. On the other hand, when we choose remedies like plant remedy, so we consider that they would be superficial acting or they would be short acting. They can be deeper acting too, but the metal origin remedies have deeper action than the other remedies. Now, why to categorize them according to the length of action? The answer is simple yet tricky. Most of the metal remedies comes into full term use when we are struck with a case. While our prescription is able to relieve the symptoms, but not able to act for longer term and give a deep impression. Now here comes the utility of such remedies. Here comes the role of remedies of metal origin. But the thumb rule remains always the same, the symptom similarity. Strong intuition and robust past experience. Readers might agree with me on this point that yes, we need these 3 points, the symptom similarity, the intuition, and the robust past experience. Now quickly, the today's tip about a remedy, titanium metallicum. Titanium is extensively used in surgeries, which was first introduced in the late 1950s, and dentistry. It has gained this place due to its biocompatibility and resistance to corrosion from human body cellular and extracellular environment. So it's an ideal metal in terms of biocompatibility and in terms of resistance to corrosion. It is able to make a protective oxide film in the presence of oxygen. Therefore, it has varied use as prosthetic, internal fixation, inner body devices, instrumentation, and many such uses. Now, it is quoted that there is no non-biological role for titanium. There is a detectable amount of titanium in the human body, and it has been estimated that we take in about 0.8 milligram per day of this metal, but most passes through without being absorbed. So it's not a poisonous metal, and we can tolerate this into our body. Now here comes the beauty of homeopathy. Now once considered to be the safest and most inert substances, when these were subjected to potentization, they appeared to have inherent properties of affecting the human body, and when used therapeutically, they have the power to bring a restoration to health. The Borax Materia Medica starts this description of the titanium as is found in the bones and muscles. Has been used in the lupus and tuberculosis process externally, also in skin disease, nasal catarrh, etc. Now we can relate very well the location affinity of this metal from homeopathic point of view. Since it is present in bones and skin within the physiological levels, its triturated and ultra-high diluted forms are able to affect the skin and muscles primarily. So you can see the sphere of action of this remedy is primarily the skin and the muscles. Now for this, some important clinical symptom I'm going to cite from the Materia Medica. They are mentioned as vision, imperfect vision, the peculiarity being that the half of an object only could be seen at once. Always compare aurum metallicum at this point in time. Vertigo, giddiness with vertical hemiopia. Consider comparing conium-like remedies with this remedy. But when it is vertical hemiopia, it is the remedy. Sexual weakness with too early ejaculation of semen in coitus, comparable with the other metal remedy, that is selenium. It is also used for the Bright's disease, eczema and lupus. Usually such remedies are only used when the other remedies have failed their action miserably. You have tried each and everything, but ultimately you have to go for a deeper remedy, and you can thought of metallic remedies in such cases. But it is also a challenge for us to prescribe such remedies when we don't have the characteristics and defined modalities. But nonetheless, this remedy and similar other remedies, they do play important role when we are presented with the partial symptoms. Therefore, for your ease, you can consider these remedies in scenarios like when there are one-sided diseases, when your patient is subjected to a diagnosis only with a partial or no symptom or few symptoms, when the case is one-sided, when the patient consults you remotely, the patient is not in front of you, and the patient is narrating the symptoms of disease only. When there is lack of time to take the case, but diagnosis and clinical condition is confirmed. When the patient is not cooperative, yet he wants to try homeopathy on a specific symptoms, yes, you can give. And when the well-selected remedies, they have failed to bring the desired outcome. You may have tried n number of remedies, but those remedies failed their action. You can think of giving such remedies, metallic origin and conditions. Yes, titanium metallicum. So this was the short information one must know if he wants to use the titanium. I would request your feedback, and I would request your valuable comments on this. Have a nice day.